date next week. I'm going fishing by myself. Go to the forestry farm to catch some rainbow trout. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So I'm probably going on, well, it depends. Supposed to rain tomorrow, and they said so. And Monday too. But who knows what's going on. But sometime next week I'm going by myself and try to catch more trout back to you. Well, that's good. Rainbow trout is my favorite, actually. But I was working on beside the river, and it was in the spring, and the fish were spawning, and we had to watch. You know that the people don't fish when it's spawning. You don't fish. You got to let them lay their eggs and all that. So you don't fish when they're spawning. But this one guy, I couldn't catch him, and he caught a fish that was spawning, and I went to catch him and to say, well, you can't do that. That's against the law to fish when they're spawning. And he said, okay. And then he came back about 2 hours later with a piece of fish that he caught, and he fried it up in butter, and he said, here, this is what an illegal fish tastes like. You just taste it and see what you think. And oh my God, it was good. But I said, you can't do that. You got to let them go with this bunny. You don't fish. Oh, boy. He didn't care. But I stopped him anyway. But the fish was good, Pierre. I got to admit, the fish was good, fried in butter. What do you think?
That's funny. It is what it is, so. But you need to leave that fish alone. Come back next year. I will be bigger and bigger. So, that's about it. So, not doing too much today. Maybe some HF on my shack in my basement. I don't want to go outside to do some HF. It's, I don't know. I feel lazy. Check my shack and my baseband, my HF radio, and we'll be good. We'll be all right. Just for fun. We'll see how the propagation is working. Maybe 40, 20 meters, and that's about it. So maybe listing some CW and to see what's going on there and where they come from. And there you go. Have a RTT Y decoder for the Morse code on my HF. So when somebody transmits, so I know exactly what he's talking about on my waterfall right on the bottom. Back to you.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Sometimes on CW I miss. And I stop and think, and then I miss more. I gotta keep going, you know. When the code keeps coming, you gotta keep listening. And if I miss a word, I thought, what was that word? And then I've missed two more words. Oh my God, I gotta no. Oh, I'm not very good at that. So you gotta get the word when it comes. If I stop and think, what was that word? What was his call sign? Then I've missed half the message already. So that decoder you have is excellent. Excellent, Pierre. That's a really good thing to have. I'm going to have, next time I get an HF station, I'm going to have to do the same thing. I don't have HF now, but I miss it for sure. But yeah, listening to code, you got to pay attention for sure. VE3IFC.
Maybe your wife should give you a nice Christmas present and a nice antenna, and you will be ready to go. So you can't complain. Just make sure you make some supper every day and she will be, oh my God. Paul, what's wrong with you? You're so nice to me.
Oh, that's okay. I love you.
Oh, she will take care of you. And what do you like for your Christmas present? Well, we'll see. We need to talking about it later. Bye to you.
Oh, Pierre, you're the perfect brother. That's that's wonderful. That's a great idea. Oh, I'm going to say to her, you know, I have a brother in Saskatoon. You haven't met him, but he says I should be nice to you, and then you could be nice to me. Oh, what do you think of that, Pierre? Oh, I like your idea. I like the way you think. You're a good man. You're a good brother, that's for sure.
Well, I'd just like to help you. So, that's a good idea. No problem at all. No problem at all. I know sometimes I'm on the radio at 5 o'clock. I'm laid down in my bed after a coffee, so make some QSO around 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And she says, oh, Pierre, what are you talking about? Are you talking by yourself? I said, no, I'm talking with somebody on my VHF radio. She says, did you call them? I said, no, I'm just listening. I like to you.
Well, you know, it sounds like she loves you. That's good. That's really good. And with a portable radio, that's easy, isn't it? Easier. And, sometimes I do the same thing, but... and my wife, you go ahead and talk. You go to the basement and talk. I don't want to hear all that chatter. That's okay. I love you anyway. So, my radio's in the basement, and she's upstairs, so it's good to hear. She still loves me, so maybe one day I'll get another HF radio. That's a good idea you have this year.
Lots of time to save some money to buy something for you. So there we go. So you all set to go. So that's funny. So what's your plan today? I know Emil was so busy this morning. I don't know what the hell happened. I think they have some problem with his balloon or whatever. Something stuck on the tree, or I have no idea. I misunderstood somewhere. He need to use some ladder and something wrong around the tree somewhere. I have no idea what the hell is going on there. So, but I think this morning is working on it, so, excuse me, so I don't know, so maybe you know about it, so back to you, Paul, V3IFC, V5AL.
Yes, he sent me a picture of his kite stuck up in the tree. I'll send you the picture if you want. Can I send you a picture on your iPhone? Go ahead.
A iPhone, but I have Android, so that'll work. No problem at all. Yeah, send it to me, please. Back to you.
Okay. I'll hang up the mic, I'll go find my phone, and I'll send you the picture. And we'll talk to you again today, I hope. VE3 India, Foxtrot Charlie. Better after your final, Pierre.
That's what I'm going. outside for a break and send me a picture, and I will be back to you in about 15, 20 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. We have a beautiful backyard, so I understand it's a good place to spend time for sure. I will send B3ISC clear.
Thank you.